I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. We're headed to a new location on this week's episode of The Rough Draft Diaries, a place I've been to maybe once or twice in my life. It's a golf course. You can hear the golf carts, the golf clubs, and most importantly, the golfers, who are very nice to me.
Did you guys play?
Yeah, we played. It was very nice.
Oh,
yeah. We had the best caddy in the world. A guy named Brenner right there.
Aww. You guys are too sweet.
Oh, that's precious.
It was amazing.
That's precious.
He actually made us play better.
What we're supposed to do, right?
Although we're not here to talk to the caddies of Inverness Golf Club, we're here to talk to someone who used to be a caddy. He's now the executive director of First Tee.
So my name's Adam Rennie, and I am the executive director for the First Tee of Lake Erie. A youth development not-for-profit that works with children ages 5 through 18. We deliver a curriculum of 9 core values and healthy habits through the game of golf, tie in the inherent values golf provides through honesty and respect and courtesy and all those good things to their everyday lives. And then we aim to really make connections and provide mentors and future opportunities for the kids that need it most.
Now, my family loves golf. My brother's actually a pretty good golfer. But I, on the other hand, am not. I don't even really know a lot about the sport. But it does comfort me to know that at one point in time, Adam was just like me.
My dad saw an ad in this little Blade when I was 13 that Inverness was hiring caddies. Drug me down to Inverness kind of against my will, and I was hired, and shortly thereafter I actually started playing. I think my first round caddying, I haven't really ever been on a golf course or wasn't really exposed. I was probably a very, very awful caddy my first few times, but that's part of what's so cool about the caddy program too, is that it gives these kids an opportunity to come out and at a very young age and make some money and meet people and learn the game. I mean, the values and the lessons you learn from caddying are very similar to what we try to teach as a First Tee program. And, you know, not only do you get a great job where you make good money for being a high school age student, but you make these great connections with all the most successful people in the region that are just invaluable and don't really realize it at the time. But when you get older, you realize how valuable all that is. So.
And that sense of value is what Adam is hoping to impart on the First Tee kids. It's important to note that the organization is a national one. Adam runs the local chapter with multiple courses connected with the First Tee program. There's the Red Hawk Run course, Bedford Hills, Oak Harbor, Brandywine, and Inverness. But each program runs in the same way, making sure to teach children life skills and values through the game of golf.
Let's say the core value for the day is respect. So we talk about, okay, how do we be respectful on the golf course with respect to the maintenance of the facility, to the opponents, to the people you're playing with? And then, you know, we spend the last half of each lesson talking about how do we take those values, you know, whatever that value was for the day, home, and how does that translate into your home life, your personal life, family, friends, school, and really just try to bridge the gap there between what they're learning kind of unbeknownst to them out there just through their experience and making sure that they take those values into the other aspects of their lives. So,
although First Tee does help create a foundation for healthy behavior and values, Adam finds the game of golf can also offer up opportunities for these young students. Adam mentioned golf is often thought of as an elitist sport, mainly for white, rich males. But he hopes through First Tee that he could change that perspective.
You know, we're an open enrollment organization. Close to half of our kids are more from that inner city, underprivileged population. You know, when we go out and market and try to push kids to our programs, those are the populations we put our resources and time towards. But the things our program teaches, any kid can benefit from. You know, there's kids that need assistance that in different ways and can benefit from the values and ethics that we teach from all types of backgrounds. So I never like to limit our programs or what our mission is to any one type of, you know, demographic necessarily. But, you know, strictly from the financial aspect and the accessibility aspect, I mean, more of those underprivileged populations are the ones that, even if they wanted to, a lot of them are limited by things that are kind of outside of their circumstances that they can control. So I think that that's why we do put a lot of effort into those types of populations as well. So
Adam believes the best way to find out if you belong in the golf community is to simply, well, try it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember growing up, and my dad likes to golf, and I remember on Sunday afternoons him watching golf on TV on the couch, and I would go nap because there was like anything else I'd rather do than watch golf on TV. And now I'm the complete opposite. I'm like just like my dad was, and even worse. Like that's all I ever watch now. So I think that, you know, when you're younger, until you go play, you know, it does come off as a little bit boring and a little bit, it's hard to really know how fun the game is until you go out there and play it. So
for now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. Mm-hmm.